Hello to all of the alumni of TABC. Today is Tuesday of Parshas Chayesara, and I'm Rabbi Grossman, and I'd like to share with you an interesting idea from a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Vav Mishnah Tes, which is not really a Mishnah at all, but really it is a Braisa. And the Braisa starts off with the following line. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, Pamachas, one time, Hayisi Mahalech Baderech, I was walking on the way, Ufaga bi'adam echad, and I met a certain person, V'nasan li shalom, and he said, How are you? V'chazarti lo shalom, and I returned back to him, I said, How are you? Amar li, he said to me, Rebbe me'eza makomata, where do you come from? Amarti lo, I said to him, Me'ir gedola, I come from a great city, shel chachamim, of sages, v'shel sofer money, and where there are a lot of scribes. Amar li, so he said to me, Rebbe, ritzon chasha tadar imanu b'mkomeinu, Rabbi, would you like to come and live in our place? V'ani etein lecha, and I'll give you elef alafim dinrei zav, I'll give you thousands and thousands of golden coins, v'avanim tovos, and I'll give you beautiful stones, amargolios, and even pearls. Amarti lo, so Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, I responded to him, imata nosein li, if you'll give me, kol kesef izav avanim tovos umargolios sheba olam, if you'll give me all of the riches of the world, any dar elabim kom Torah, I'll only live in a place of Torah, in a place like here in Teaneck, New Jersey. So there's an interesting question that the Mefarshim on the Mishnah ask, and that is, why didn't Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma go? And they give an answer in the following way. This is found in the book Ethics from Sinai from Irving Bunim. And he says that the word bimkomeinu doesn't have to be translated as our place, but it could be translated as in place of us. What the people said was, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, would you come and live in our area and you be the token Jew? You be the one keeping kosher. You be the one keeping Shabbos. You being the one putting on tefillin and davening. But don't affect our lives at all. So Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said that if I would be able to live in an area where I would be able to have an effect on people in a positive way, gladly I would go. But if I was going to have to go to a place where I wasn't going to be able to affect people at all, but rather just be that token Jew, then I don't want to have any part of it. And that's why Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma didn't go. This idea of going to an area in order to be able to help out people, like I do each and every day coming here to TABC, teaching and hopefully affecting people's lives, is really brought out in the Gemara in Maseches Megillah on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis as well, where the Gemara tells us the following. D'tanya, that we learned in a Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Kol yomai, my whole life, hayisi mitztayer al mikra zeh. I was always upset about this one pasuk. What's the pasuk say? In the Tochacha, in the curses in Sefer Devarim, the Chumash tells us the following. V'hayisi mimashmesh batzaharayim, and I was going to feel around during the daytime. Kasher yimashmesh ha'iver, ba'afela, just like a blind person feels around in darkness. So Rabbi Yossi said, V'chima ichbas leila iver, what difference does it make to a blind person, ben afela la'ora, between darkness and light? Acheba ma'asa li'yodi, until a story came to my hand. Pamachas, one time, ha'isi mahalich b'ishon laila, I was once walking in the darkness of the thickness of Verisi Suma, and I saw a blind person who I knew from my community, Shahaya Mahalech Baderech, that he was walking on the way, Va'avuka Biyado, and he had a torch in his hand. Amartilo, so I said to him, Bini, my son, Avuka Zulamala, why are you going around with a torch for? It's not going to help you, you can't see. So Amarli, so he said to me, Kol zaman shavuka biyadi, all of the time that the torch is in my hand, b'nei adam roin osi, other people will be able to see me, umatzilin osi, and they'll be able to save me, min ha-pichasin, umin ha-kotzin, umin ha-barkanam, from all of these different types of dangers, of holes, of thorns, that I could possibly fall into. So what's Rabbi Yossi telling us in this Gemara? Similar to what Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was telling us in the Braisa quoted in Pirkei Avos Perek Vav, and that is that the job of a person is not to just worry about themselves, but it's in order to be able to have an effect on others. When Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma saw that he couldn't have an effect on others, so he realized, I'm not going to go to this place, even though they're going to offer me a tremendous amount of wealth. And Rabbi Yossi in this Gemara in Maseches Megillah is telling us that the idea of a person is not just to worry about themselves, but if you saw a blind person, let's say carrying a torch, the idea is to realize that my job is to be able to help out those people who are less fortunate than myself. And this is shown in Parshas Chayisara as well. Right in the beginning of Parshas Chayisara in Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk tells us, Vatomas Sara b'Kiryas Arba, that Sara died in Kiryas Arba, he Chevron, which is Chevron be'Eretz Kenar. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Darash Moshe asks, Tamua, Lama Paradzeh, why did they have to tell us so specifically that this happened in Kiryas Arba, it happened in Hebron? V'chilo yodanu shohayu be'eretz Kenan? Don't we know that Kiryas Arba, Hebron, is in the land of Canaan? The Gam, and also Rav Moshe Zetzal asks, Lama nokat kan shame Kiryas Arba? Why does it call it Kiryas Arba? Excuse me, Shelo Huskar Bishar Mekomos, which is not mentioned in any other place. The Niret, and Rav Moshe says, it appears to me, Debo Lahagid Shivcha, that it's coming to tell us the praise of Sarah. Shehi Sarah, Sha'amar Lamala, Shehi Belochei. Sarah was without any type of a sin. V'haya Zeh Gam Kol Yomeha. And she was that way her entire life, Achim Mesa, until she died. Af Shahayu Harbe Shanim Bekiryas Arba. Even though she lived for many years in Kiryas Arba, which was a place where there were giants there that were having an effect on other people and causing them to do the wrong thing. So Sarah, even though she lived in an area that was not really conducive to acting in the ways of Hashem, still Sarah was able to rise above that, and she was able to have an effect on others and to come closer to Hashem. And that's my message that I give to you, the TABC alumni, that we should learn this message of Sarah, which is from our weekly parsha. We should learn the message from Rabbi Yossi that is found in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and we should learn the message of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma that's found in the Braisa in Pirkei Avos Perek Vav Mishnah Tes. And what is that again? Is to not only worry about ourselves, but is to worry about others as well. And even if we see things around us in our surroundings that would bring us down, to try to rise to the top. Hopefully from all your formative years that you got here at TABC, you were able to learn that message and be able to carry it out into your personal and professional lives as well. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.